Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Three first responders are dead in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville, Minnesota, after an exchange of gunfire and an hours-long standoff.
An armed man was barricaded inside with family, including seven children. Authorities say the suspect had several guns and large amounts of ammunition. Burnsville police officers Paul Emstrand, Matthew Ruge, and Adam Finseth killed by the suspect during the response. Another officer, Adam Medicott, injured. The suspect also died. The seven children in the home are safe.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Historic hearings underway at the International Court of Justice in The Hague into the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. In Fall City, Washington, a mountain lion attacked five bicyclists on a trail. A woman clawed and bitten on her face, neck, and jaw. She survived. Other cyclists pinned the beast under a bike. Authorities shot and killed it. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The State Assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the Speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wingehout, Civic Media News.
Baseball brewing in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Veteran players arriving in Maryvale as the Brewers spring training gets underway. Their first game is Saturday. The Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins' reaction to the team trading Corbin Burns away to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, you know, you're bummed, you're disappointed. But, you know, everybody within the organization was up front. Like, I was surprised that it was happening.
NBA All-Star Game, the East, coached by the Bucks' Doc Rivers, team captain Giannis wanted a matchup with lots of shooting but no defense. 211-186. Damian Lillard, named MVP, asked about how tough the transition has been coming to Milwaukee from Portland, where he's going through a divorce and child custody battle.
It's been tougher than I thought it would be. The team change is one thing, but when you got a lot going on in your life outside of basketball, you know, it's a lot of things that play a part.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, this is Dom from the Devil's Abacus. Tune in Monday, 4 to 6, Crudy's gone. Nate and I are holding down the fort. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Tune in 4 to 6.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, and I got to tell you, this Monday morning, we're covering even more of the state of Wisconsin. We want to welcome in a whole bunch of new friends in southeast Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. I am the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke, and we are really glad you're along with us. Before we get started, I want to let you know a couple reference points. If you're new to the show, always remember, anything you hear us discussing on the farm show, you can also follow up with more details at MidwestFarmReport.com. We also have a talk text line that lets you kind of communicate directly with us. Our farm talk text line is 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Don't worry, I'll give it to you again later this morning. Weather-wise, we're getting a little sunshine this week and warmer temperatures, at least warmer than we'd normally have for this stage in February. Partly sunny skies on the way today. 43 our expected high, maybe a little cooler towards the lakeshore. Sunshine tomorrow and 50 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy and 55. Thursday, 52 before we take a turn for the normal. Friday's high is expected to be around 38 degrees. Boy, this weather is not going to be a problem for the blue and gold. This is National FFA Week. And today, more than 200 of the blue and gold headed towards the state capitol to visit with elected officials. FFA Day on the Hill happening this morning. We've got details on the way. We're also talking about a new expansion in Evansville that could mean more money for Wisconsin soybean growers. A soybean crush plant on the way. Bob Bosold's got those details next.
In Wisconsin, we have a budget, 2023 through 2025. And included in that budget are many things for agriculture. I'm Bob Osel at the northern end of the world's longest barn. And Jordan Lamb is an attorney lobbyist with the Welch Group, who spends the bulk of her time at the state capitol in Madison lobbying legislators. She's happy that one of the things lobbied for and gotten in that 2023-2025 biennial budget, $150 million for rural road repair, where ag traffic is a high priority. But rural leaders better pay attention if they want to get some of that money.
So the program is meant to prioritize grant applications for local roads that need to be improved from posted road to non-posted road status based on their agricultural economic impact. So because we don't have enough money to improve the road grade for every posted road in Wisconsin, we're prioritizing them based on how much economic impact is tied to agriculture and agribusiness. So if you have seven farmers on a road that all have to take a seven-mile detour for 6 weeks every spring because that road is posted, we can quantify that economic impact to agriculture, and the grants then will be ranked in priority, prioritizing the highest economic rank down to the lowest.
What kind of a timetable do we have on that? Because as we speak, this winter has been different in Wisconsin. We've already got some road bans going on here very soon.
Well, the grant program is being developed. They have not yet solicited requests for proposals, but we expect those to come out this spring. I would look to your commodity organizations and to the Department of Transportation for sending information to town boards, to county boards, letting them know that the grant program is open. And it will stay open until the money is spent. So it's $150 million. It's one-time funding, but it doesn't go away. So we can take our time having all of our local municipalities make their applications and then making the grant awards.
But making those applications sooner rather than later is very important to get that money.
Probably. Yeah. All right.
So that program is going on, $150 million. Also, the conservation initiatives have been, the farmer-led conservation initiatives, the watershed programs, have been very successful. I take it they will continue?
They will. The legislature and the governor provided additional and continuing funding for DATCAP's producer-led watershed grant program, for DATCAP's nitrogen optimization pilot grant program, and the cover crop insurance premium rebates. All three of those programs encourage farmers to engage in conservation from the farm up, as opposed to adopting regulations that top-down change the way you farm. they ask you to come up with changes to improve your farming standards with regard to water runoff or with regard to optimizing the use of nitrogen, and then apply for a grant to have the state of Wisconsin help you implement those conservation changes at the farm level.
And I would imagine from your point of view, being a lobbyist working with the legislatures, the direction you're getting from the organizations to let us make some of those decisions rather than having it coming top down from the legislature or these agencies makes it a whole lot more attractive to everybody.
It does. We started asking for this about 10 years ago, and it has been wildly successful. When we first approached the legislature and asked them to let farmers engage in conservation and help them do it, they were skeptical. But farmers have more than stepped up to the plate. All of those grant programs have been oversubscribed since they've been created. We have more farmers who want to improve farming practices than we have dollars to help them do it. It's been an enormous success story.
When we go to look for the next biennial budget, is this going to be something that's going to be the ask for increased funding for these programs, do you think? And looking ahead with what we're going to be looking at in the legislature with redistricting, how challenging is it to get more money for these programs, do you think?
We will absolutely ask that funding be continued for these programs in the next biennial budget bill. And I think it remains to be seen who our legislature is in 2025. But regardless, this is such a good success story. I honestly don't think that it's a partisan issue when you can show how much farmers want to engage in conservation and how successful they've been at it.
Economic development in the state, very important for the soybean growers, especially something that we just don't have. But this will make us more competitive in the soybean industry down in southern Wisconsin is where it will be located. Tell us about that and what kind of a project that's been to get something out of the legislature.
A Minnesota-based agribusiness company known as CHS is working to build a brand new $700 million soybean processing facility in the city of Evansville. That new facility is expected to create 90 jobs and have the capacity to process 70 million bushels of soybeans each year. We do not currently have a soybean processing facility in Wisconsin, so this would be huge for Wisconsin farmers from across the state. However, to support that project, the city of Evansville wants to create a tax incremental financing district, a TIF district, to reimburse a portion of those infrastructure costs. In Wisconsin, we cap the amount that the equalized value of the taxable property in that district can be, and it's capped at 12%, which doesn't work to encourage this project. So there is legislation pending that's been proposed by Senators Markline and Spreitzer, Representatives Novak and Clinton Anderson, to allow the city of Evansville to exempt this project from that statutory cap and provide tax incremental financing for this soybean processing plant. That would be a huge economic development for agriculture across Wisconsin.
What kind of a feeling do you get from the legislators that they will go along with increasing that so that project can go forward?
So the legislation has had hearings. That's a good sign that the legislature is really considering this. We don't have a lot of time left in this legislative session, but all of the commodity groups are in support of this legislation. It's a bipartisan bill. I'm hopeful that the chances are good that it will be passed and signed by Governor Evers.
Another 500-pound gorilla in the room as far as agriculture is concerned is health care, something you're always talking about. Bring us up to date on what's happening with health care and maybe some relief.
So we've seen other states look for ways to provide additional options for health insurance for farmers, particularly Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Texas, and Tennessee allow their farm bureaus to offer health benefit plans. That would require in Wisconsin a statutory change to allow Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation to offer a health benefit plan. We need to pass a bill. And Representative Kurtz and Senator Teston have introduced a bill to do just that. The Farm Bureau health plan legislation would increase options for affordable health coverage for farmers. The bill has had hearings in both houses. We are hopeful that after you can see the successful programs in other states, that the legislature will support this legislation and allow Farm Bureau to offer this option to Wisconsin farmers as well.
Jordan Lamb, again, lobbyist with the Welch Group, knows agricultural issues in Wisconsin as well, not better than anybody else. I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
More than 200 at the state capitol that are going to be visiting with their elected representatives, as well as people like our Secretary of Education, Dr. Jill Everly. Also, we're going to have the folks from Economic Development, Randy Romanski from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Mary Schreiber is actually the president of the Wisconsin FFA, and she helps us better understand why they select this week for National FFA Week.
So National FFA Week is actually in its 71st year, which is pretty cool. It's always hosted over George Washington's birthday to celebrate his legacy as an agriculturalist and as a patriot. And throughout FFA Week, there's lots of different days that we'll be celebrating, including Alumni Day, Ag Teacher Appreciation Day, National Wear Blue Day. And on Thursday of National FFA Week, February 22nd, is Give FFA Day. So if we're interested in investing in the next generation of agricultural leaders, I highly encourage you to visit the Wisconsin Association of FFA website, www.wisconsinagEd.org, and visit our foundation webpage to learn a little bit more about how we can donate to help support and empower members all over Wisconsin.
Mary Schreiber, she's the president of our Wisconsin State FFA, but I'll tell you what, she wasn't necessarily convinced that the FFA was for her. She comes from a non-traditional background, but still found her way.
So I have a bit of a non-traditional agriculture background, several generations removed from the farm. And then when I got to high school, I was kind of voluntold to join FFA, as many members are. And I kept saying yes to new opportunities till eventually I totally fell in love with agriculture and leadership. My biggest agriculture project, my supervised agriculture experience, was beekeeping. So that's kind of where my heart for production agriculture lies. And now I'm serving as the Wisconsin Association of FFA State President. And last year I served as the State Sentinel. It's been a really amazing ride, thanks to a lot of the people that have supported me along the way.
Yeah, literally thousands of young people from across the state of Wisconsin that are actively involved in the FFA. And they'll be doing a lot of different things this week. I don't know, Stephanie Hoff joining me in studio this morning, from pancake feeds to different parades. a lot of different ways that if you're in the community, if you were involved in FFA, or if you just want to find out more about it, this is the week to engage.
Absolutely. And even some chapters delivering breakfast out to farms this week. That's something to look forward to as well. Just check in with your local chapter. They've always got fun events going on this week.
WisconsinFFA.org should get you there. Speaking of FFA, let's welcome in Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, to get a check in on your Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. One of the old goats from way back yonder a ways. What officer were you on the state team?
I was a state sentinel 1982-83.
Do you remember what the sentinel was? Do you remember the whole station?
Stationed here by the door to welcome the friend. Yes, trust me. You had me thinking. I was starting to recite the creed in my head. Come on.
Well, that's just it. And now I'm at the stage of my life where I'm remembering my advisor stationed by the owl as opposed to the other officer team. So if you're not familiar with FFA, that's kind of the first thing you do when you're calling a meeting is go around the room and the officers basically share their pledge of leadership to the organization. So I thought it'd be a good way to kick off our conversation with you. Not a bad way to kick off the week weather-wise, Stu. I mean, again, it's another one of those little freaky, weird, warmer than average, isn't it?
Oh, little warmer than average. I don't know if it's freaky anymore. It's certainly not February winter, no doubt about that. I mean, here we are looking at the temperatures this week, and I expect by midweek, a lot of us are going to talk about 50 or in the low 50s, and there's really no precipitation threat. All I see is Wednesday with that warm-up. There may be some moisture off to our south, or call it southeast, if you will. Maybe Illinois, Indiana could have a little rain Wednesday. I don't think it's going to really affect Wisconsin. We'll see a few clouds because of it. A few clouds today as mild air continues to build into the state. High-level clouds, kind of that hazy look way up in the sky, but we ought to have some brightness out of it, and the temperatures are going to be very, very mild up into the mid and upper 40s the next couple of days. Could be that 50 around midweek. It will cool somewhat as we head toward Thursday and Friday. Don't count it a big deal. I mean, still above normal, but just a little cooler than the upper 40s and 50s we'll see around midweek. You think it's just a fluke? Well, I looked at extended forecasts into early March. Still a bullseye of much above normal temperatures in Michigan, both lower and upper Michigan, and that northeastern half of Wisconsin. They're indicating much above normal temperatures into the early part of March. So I don't expect we're going to get a lot of that cold winter condition around here. It does sound pretty mild all the way through. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer. But did you know they also offer a competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All right, you old FFA blue and gold, give me the rest of what we've got for a forecast today.
All right, well, a few of those clouds, like I say, especially the high ones, partly sunny skies, a very fine day, low to mid 40s, 45 or 46, kind of the warm spot in the southern half of the state, a little cooler north, and our winds will become south today at about 5. Now, we stay clear overnight, just dropping back into the 20s, nothing drastic, way above normal, south winds at 5. Mostly sunny skies Tuesday, a lot of upper 40s with the south winds at 5 to 10. And Wednesday, partly sunny, you know, a few more of those clouds, but low 50s most places, and the southwest winds at 5 to 10. We fall back maybe 50 or upper 40s Thursday, Pam, but that mild air just sticks around.
I'll take it. I know it's not good news for a lot of folks in Wisconsin, but if you've got to travel around like all our FFA officers this week and forage symposium tomorrow, it's not a bad thing.
No, it's pretty easy to tolerate. Just hopefully it works out for us in spring.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Stumach Gregg, meteorologist with weather details you're looking for on a President's Day Monday. That means markets are closed. Your bank is probably closed. No mail. Just a little something to kind of keep in mind. Your Ag Weather Update this morning brought to you courtesy of Compure Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com. Hey, don't forget, we welcome your input. Our talk text line open to you anytime, day or night. Call us or text us at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Coming up, no snow in the North Country. Not good news.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Three first responders are dead in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville, Minnesota, after an exchange of gunfire and an hours-long standoff.
An armed man was barricaded inside with family, including seven children. Authorities say the suspect had several guns and large amounts of ammunition. Burnsville police officers Paul Emstrand, Matthew Ruge, and Adam Finseth killed by the suspect during the response. Another officer, Adam Medicott, injured. The suspect also died. The seven children in the home are safe.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Historic hearings underway at the International Court of Justice in The Hague into the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. In Fall City, Washington, a mountain lion attacked five bicyclists on a trail. A woman clawed and bitten on her face, neck, and jaw. She survived. Other cyclists pinned the beast under a bike. Authorities shot and killed it. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The state assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wingehout, Civic Media News.
Baseball brewing in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Veteran players arriving in Maryvale as the Brewers' spring training gets underway. Their first game is Saturday. The Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins' reaction to the team trading Corbin Burns away to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, you know, you're bummed, you're disappointed. But, you know, everybody within the organization was up front. Like, I was surprised that it was happening.
NBA All-Star Game, the East, coached by the Bucks' Doc Rivers, team captain Giannis wanted a matchup with lots of shooting but no defense. 211-186. Damian Lillard named MVP, asked about how tough the transition has been coming to Milwaukee from Portland, where he's going through a divorce and child custody battle.
It's been tougher than I thought it would be. The team change is one thing, but when you got a lot going on in your life outside of basketball, you know, it's a lot of things that play a part.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Here we go. Stick around. We are talking a little bit this morning about what dairy farmers have to say about where their money is being used for research, promotion, and education. Charity Seebecker going to be joining us with Janet Clark. She's a dairy farmer from Rosendale, who also happens to be a board member for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Tickled to have you along with us. For some of you folks that are new to the audience, I always want to remind you that we are open to your comments and thoughts. What's going on in your world this morning? The Farm Talk text line is available right now. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Joined in studio this morning with Stephanie Hoff, our farm assistant, who's going to be bringing you a story in just moments about the anguish that a lot of folks in northern Wisconsin are suffering through. No snow. You think about snowmobiling. You think about cross-country skiing or lack of ice fishing. But guess what? There is an entire industry up there that wants your attention. Details are coming up on that. So today is the 19th day of February. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, back in 1878, Thomas Edison patents the phonograph. It was the first machine that was able to reproduce recorded sound. Happened on this day, 1878. On this day in 1986, the Mir space station was launched. Some of you may remember that. Soviet vehicle was the first modular space station, stayed in orbit for about 15 years. Started on this day, 1986. Old Fidel Castro stepped down as Cuba's president on this day in 2008. He was 81 at the time and had been in power for 49 years. Happy birthday to musician Seal. He is 61 years young. And Stephanie, on this day in 2021, Kim Kardashian said bye-bye to Ye, Kanye. They divorced after her third marriage. That was her third marriage. I forget about that. So now you know. Stephanie Hoff in studio this morning. You know, we were talking off mic about Stephanie grew up in Cadott. I grew up in O'Connell County. You know, normally at this time of the year, there's all kinds of stuff to be doing outside relative to the snow. Your heart has got to be pumping purple peanut butter for the poor folks in northern Wisconsin that have their livelihood relying on snow trails, ice fishing, visitors to the north. But there's some, I guess we'd say, work being done to draw attention to those folks. Tell me about it.
That's right. You know, northern Wisconsin is known for their hardwood. So don't be taking those hardwood cabinets, hardwood floors for granted. That stuff is happening in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is spearheading a conversation in Congress to kind of revive that industry, bring more domestic demand to that industry. Our own Congressman Tom Tiffany has introduced a bill that would create the Hardwood Products Access and Development Program. It's a bit of a mouthful, but this program would essentially fund research projects that would improve consumer perception of hardwoods and talk about the benefits of real wood. So Crest Lumber Company up in Anago, they would stand to benefit. They're one of Wisconsin's hardwood manufacturers. Their president, Troy Brown, says the industry does have a problem reaching consumers. This bill would bridge that divide.
Well, the biggest problem that we're facing today is manufactured products, and most of them are imported. that have a wood grain but are not wood, meaning that, you know, tile of, you know, whether it's ceramic tile or vinyl tile that uses a wood grain look but isn't wood. And so consumers are actually purchasing these products wanting the wood grain, but, you know, it's not something that is wood. So anyway, that's the problem that we have today. And these products have captured a large market share going into homes, new built homes, particularly newly built homes in the United States.
Is it misinformation? Is there a disconnect between the manufacturer and the consumer where this is happening?
I think there is a big disconnect. I think that these products are marketed effectively as easy to clean, easy to install, maybe in cases more cost efficient to install. And quite frankly, the consumer doesn't really realize, you know, its effect really on health. And that's the biggest thing with this hardwood access program, is to actually dig up the research and provide the health benefits of wood versus these substitute products. And that's a big part of the research and then the education to the public on the health benefits of the wood. And actually, our initial release, the program would support research efforts related to the environmental and health benefits of domestically produced hardwood products.
You know, when we talk about Wisconsin's hardwood product industry, what are we talking about here? Is it flooring? Is it cabinetry? What is it?
It's all things that end up going into homes. That's what the hardwood industry does, is provides all the wood that goes into our homes, flooring, cabinets, paneling, moldings, casing, you know, base, and, you know, all the like. So most of the time, any wood that you see in the home, any natural wood, is a hardwood product. Now, I'm not going to discount what the softwood industry does, because it's a beautiful product. Typically, the softwood industry ends up being more in the structural portions of the home, and there is some fine paneling and things like that, but where you need a higher density wood, that's where the hardwood industry comes into play in our homes.
President Troy Brown, he's with Kretz Lumber Company up in Antigo. Again, a hardwood manufacturer here in Wisconsin that would stand to benefit from some legislation in Congress right now. It would be the Hardwood Products Access and Development Program, funding research projects to tell consumers that, hey, real wood is good for you.
Thanks, Stephanie. Appreciate that. Stephanie Hoff in studio with us. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Today is President's Day. I want to remind you about that. That means markets are idle. In Chicago on Friday, we saw September corn finish penny and a half higher at 447 a bushel. We had September soybeans up 8.25 at 1156. If you're looking at the wheat in Chicago, the July contract was down 8.25, 561.75 per pound. The dairy markets were mixed on Friday in Chicago. The barrel cheese was up 5.25 cents, 160.75. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and a quarter at 148. The AA butter up 2.25 to 275 a pound. Now, as far as fluid milk was concerned, not a lot of movement as far as our Class 3 milk was concerned for either March or in April. Speaking of dairy, coming up in just a little bit, not only are we talking about how dairy farmer checkoff dollars in Wisconsin are being used for research, education, and promotion, if you are a fan of high school athletes, if you've got a high school athlete in your family, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin partnering up with the Wisconsin Sports Network to recognize those kids that have connections with the dairy industry. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Again, if you're trying to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. We know that we've got a lot of new ears listening in today in Southeast Wisconsin. We welcome you. The talk text line is the quickest way to get our attention. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Or check us out, MidwestFarmReport.com, also Midwest Farm Report on Facebook.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Innovation, that's BioVet. We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com. Innovation.
Trusting someone else enough to pack up your stuff for the big move usually doesn't happen. Our employees are like family and have been with us for a very long time. You can feel comfortable with them packing things up and moving them. This is Brenda from Mad City Moving. We call that the All in the Family move.
Mad City Moving dominates any move. Their crew will handle your things, well, like your things deserve to be handled. Online at madcitymoving.com. Mad City Moving.
Buying a really good piece of jewelry may seem intimidating, but not after you talk with William Thomas. They take the time with you so you know your money is well spent, not overspent. Their decades of knowledge shine almost as brilliantly as the stunning stones in your custom piece. Come see the collection of gorgeous gems and choose one for your very own.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry. Your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Celebrating 30 years of brilliance.
Landscapers count on Kalani Topsoil for our consistent quality shredded soil used on major projects. No sticks or rocks to rake out. In fact, it spreads out as smooth as butter and deliveries that are on time every time, so the work crew isn't standing around. Now that saves you time and money in the long run. Landscapes and landscapers love Kalani Topsoil.
Take it from a worm. Trust the guys who know good dirt.
KalaniTopsoil.com.
Now that's good dirt.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
On a President's Day Monday, welcome in fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke along with Stephanie Hoff greeting you on a Monday. You know, in Wisconsin, if you're not aware, dairy farmers, our hardworking farm families all across the state, financially contribute to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. In fact, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin funded exclusively by our hardworking dairy farm families. The money they contribute used for research, education, and promotion. What's the payback? That's what a lot of dairy producers want to know. Our own Charity Seebecker joins us this morning with some answers on what the payback is on that dairy farmer's investment.
Wisconsin dairy farmers are busy feeding the world. And they don't have time to worry about marketing on top of everything else that they do. That's where Checkoff Dollars comes in. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin partners with schools throughout the state to highlight programs that share the stories from the farm to the nutritious dairy products that land on the table for students to enjoy. But how do these programs work exactly? I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. And Janet Clark, dairy farmer and chair of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, tells us just that in this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin partners with schools throughout the state to help them reach their wellness goals, create healthier school environments, and to build the love of dairy among their students through education. And this is going to focus in on our elementary, middle, and high school classes. The best thing is that on our wisconsindairy.org, teachers can go right there for great educational resources and nutritional curriculum. They can find a program that's going to be best suit the needs for the age of child that they have in their classroom. Another really exciting thing is that we're launching the National School Breakfast Week. It's a digital campaign, and it's for school service equipment grants, and that's going to be opening this spring for our schools. All of that information is housed right on our wisconsindairy.org. Another great program is we have the new High School Art of Science and Cheese Making video. This is going to be tailored towards our middle and high school students, and it's a really great video that shows the start to finish of cheese making. And it's such a great science and art video for us to show our kids and the great, fantastic way that we make cheese here in Wisconsin.
Well, sign me up because I want to try some of that cheese, and maybe I'll become a master cheese maker through this. But you guys also do some field trips to dairy farms, correct?
We do. And the way we do that is through our program called the Adopt-A-Cow Program. And we partner with Discover Dairy, and it's to bring education to the classroom. And this is going to be focused on more of our elementary age kids. Some of our middle schools also sign up for this program. And I have the benefit of being one of the three farms in Wisconsin that partners with Discover Dairy in this. We are close to 1,500 classrooms statewide and in 71 of the 72 counties hosting this program. This is reaching almost 40,000 students in our state. What we're able to do is, you know, we're giving them monthly updates. And through that, they're getting also weekly educational resources about dairy education and nutrition and cow care. So that tour is going to be a virtual tour of my farm, and they can see, like this year, I have two calves, Iris and Luna, and they can see from the beginning of the program when Iris and Luna are born all the way through May when the program ends and their growth. They chart their growth. They see where they're at every level throughout my farm, and they can also see where the mom is at. I show video, and I show pictures of the stages where mom is at and where Iris and Luna are growing. It's just a great program that we have for students.
And I hear you're known as Farmer Janet through that program. So as Farmer Janet, what does this really mean to you? Tell me a little bit more.
I love this program. I never realized how much I would enjoy being Farmer Janet, but to see these kids that I have met in different aspects of this program, they love learning about Iris and Luna. And it gives me a chance to show them what about being a farmer it's about. And the way I love to show them is how much we care for our animals and we care for our land. So by showing them the foundation of our farm and our family through this program, it also builds a firm foundation of what dairy farming is in Wisconsin. And so when they're growing and they question about dairy farming, they can remember Farmer Janet and the impact that had on their classroom.
And can you tell me a little bit more about how they can sign up for future years for the Adopt-A-Cow program and maybe interact with you as Farmer Janet?
Yes. So WisconsinDairy.org is a great way to sign up. Otherwise, also DiscoverDairy.org is the program that we partner with. So either one of those resources will get you so much more information about the program and the way to sign up. Sign up is going to be happening over the summertime for the next school year. Here over the next few months, we're going to be finishing out our current program. And there's just some really great resources for teachers and great ways to be continually active in what's going on in dairy farming.
And as we know, as dairy farmers, you wear many hats. There's always something new to have to do on the farm. The work never ends. But for you, what is something that you're excited about that's coming up?
Another program I'm really excited about is our partnership with WIAA. We're going to use our nutritional messaging through chocolate milk as a recovery drink. And it's really focusing on that state tournament programs. So wrestling, girls and boys basketball, and hockey. We are going to have so much impact throughout those state tournaments. And we're able to reach thousands of youth, parents, educators, coaches, and ultimately our consumers. I love being part of this program. It's a great way for me to be able to connect with our tournament athletes. And as that program grows, we're going to be able to share with them how much value there is in milk and chocolate milk as a recovery drink for them.
All of this programming is super important for helping educate our next consumers, but it's not possible without those checkoff dollars, right? Tell me a little bit more about the impact that these really have.
It's being able to connect with that next generation of consumer and showing them that not only is dairy really good for you, but dairy farming is really great for our state and for our community and for our environment.
That was Janet Clark, dairy farmer and chair of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, along with us. If you're interested in the different educational programs or maybe have more questions, head over to WisconsinDairy.org and they'll be happy to help. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
All right, thanks, Charity. Appreciate it. And good to hear from Janet as well. You know, as we mentioned, we're into that time of the year. A lot of our student athletes, I saw that a lot of my wrestlers, I was a big fan of wrestling when I was a kid in high school. The wrestlers are headed to Madison for state convention or state conference. And we've also got, of course, all the brackets building for basketball and March Madness, et cetera. And Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is going to be involved with that. They are every month recognizing a male and a female student athlete with connections to dairy. Not that they're necessarily on a dairy farm, but connections to dairy. Maybe they do chores for a next door neighbor. Maybe they exhibit dairy at the county fair. Whatever it is, the family owned farms in Wisconsin, our dairy processors, dairy related businesses are all supporting those kids. And if you're someone that would like to nominate your dairy athlete, please go to WisconsinDairy.org and click to get involved. They'll be recognizing those athletes. It's so popular now, Stephanie, that they have to recognize athletes year round. They used to only do it, you know, right around spring sports, but they had so many applications. Now they're recognizing a male and female athlete every month out of the calendar year. And that's in conjunction with the Wisconsin Sports Network. You can follow them on social media. And like I said, get involved. Were you involved in sports?
No, but I am now. So I had chocolate milk yesterday after playing basketball. So I'm all for it. I think that's incredible. So much demand.
A couple things you might want to check out at Midwest Farm Report if you haven't already. MidwestFarmReport.com. A story about how dairy farmers in Keele are buying chocolate milk for their student athletes so that they can recharge after workouts. And as we get ready to exit today, the 5 at 5 we want to leave you with, telling you it's National FFA Week.
National FFA Week, baby. I was an avid FFA member. This week's very important. We made the world's longest ice cream sundae during FFA Week.
Nice. We also told you about Wisconsin's valuable hardwoods and how we're trying to make their visibility even stronger. School athletes and dairy. Legislative session working towards a soybean processing facility in Evansville. And also, remember, March 1st, the upcoming deadline, if you want to submit your applications for recognition as a century or sesquicentennial farmer home across the state. MidwestFarmReport.com's got the downloadable application, so you can file that paperwork by the deadline of March 1st. Tomorrow morning, we'll catch up with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Monday and Tuesday at 8 a.m. for special guest host Stu Daniels. I'm Earl Ingram.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Yes. At Bergstrom Automotive, we teach our people to take no out of the vocabulary.
Is no in your vocabulary?
No. No isn't a thing at Bergstrom Automotive. Join the Bergstrom Automotive family for the yes.
Join the Bergstrom Auto family.
Now that I refurbished my entire living room with Lazy Luxury, everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural
Federal Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Have you been wanting to try non-surgical body sculpting but unsure where to start? We can help.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
M-Sculpt Neo is a game changer in the world of body contouring. With its dual technology of heat and magnetic energy, Neo can reduce fat by 30% and increase muscle mass by 25%. With Neo, you can enjoy simple, comfortable sessions and no downtime. You'll even feel stronger in just a few sessions. One patient recently said, "I can tell in my crunches and golf swing. I wish I had known about this sooner." This was after only two treatments. M-Sculpt Neo is perfect for those looking to kickstart their fitness journey, enhance their athletic performance, or
simply We've got Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.